This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another special bonus show, an audience of one. And this week, I'm doing another sharing of a podcast. I did it once before. Here it is again. My good friend Tim Bedore, who is pretty famous as the author of Vague But True, a radio special on the nationally syndicated Bob and Tom radio show. Tim is a very old friend. He got a start at my club, Laughs Unlimited, back in the 80s. He was a DJ on radio for several decades, and now he's got a terrific podcast, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. It's really a lot of fun. So I'm going to share just a few minutes of that podcast with you because I want to not only support my buddy Tim, but share with my audience that there are other great podcasts out there. And I think you'll enjoy this short snippet from An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. And here's the star of that show, Tim Bedore.
Hello and welcome to episode 68 of the only podcast featuring a spiritual guru that is pretty sure there isn't a God, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. Here he is, your host and announcer, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Truth be told, the announcer was a little incorrect there. I, your host, I am so agnostic, I don't even lean this way or that on the existence of a God or supreme being or divine creator or Vishnu or Krishna or the Force or the Matrix or anything supernatural. If I had to choose which one of those I prefer existed, it would be the Force. The Star Wars May the Force Be With You Force, because you get to levitate things, your starfighter is stuck in a swamp, you just concentrate, point at it, and it's out. You can read people's minds, manipulate them into doing things that you want. I mean, that whole, these aren't the droids you are looking for, Obi-Wan Kenobi thing, very cool superpower to have. Now that we're talking about it, I have never seen a religious movie where the Judeo-Christian God or his representative here on Earth, like Moses, has a supernatural power that is cooler than the Force. And I'm not saying it's not cool if you can part the Red Sea like Moses did in the Ten Commandments. Yeah, that's cool. But wouldn't it be cooler to just convince the Pharaoh, these aren't the Jews you are looking for? And Yul Brynner, playing the Pharaoh, falls for the Jedi mind trick and says, these are not the Jews we are looking for, and does a 180 in his chariot and heads back to Egypt. And please excuse the lousy Yul Brynner as Ramses in the Ten Commandments impressions. I don't do impressions well. Clearly I do them, but not well. So last episode, I touched a nerve by making fun of denigrating the app, the website known as Nextdoor. Got a lot of feedback, and apparently a lot of people like it and feel it connects them with their neighbors. They can keep each other up on things. So I decided to give it another chance, and I took a look at Nextdoor again. And this is the first post I saw from a guy in my neighborhood named Jason. This morning, there was two random ladies, and I don't mean to be picky here, but it should be were instead of was. And that is the problem with just anybody being in broadcasting or online or speaking publicly or Joe Rogan. Bad grammar is a bad influence. If you write and speak correctly, you probably also care a little bit about quality thinking. I mean, this stuff is important to me. A horse with no name should never have been a hit because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. That's when America ruined the American culture. The band America ruined America. Anyway, back to the post on Nextdoor, which I'm assuming was written by someone who is the product of the American educational system, not a second language immigrant. This morning, there was two random ladies in a white Nissan Altima that knocked on our door but stood very close to the door. And sorry for being picky again, but they use but incorrectly there. It should be knocked on our door and stood very close to the door, but should only be used to contrast with what comes next. Rick got up to sing at karaoke night, but shouldn't have. He sucked. Mitch McConnell says he wants all Supreme Court nominees to be considered fairly, but he is lying about that. Anyway, sorry for the tangents. Back to the post. This morning, there was random two ladies in a white Nissan Altima that knocked on our door, but stood very close to the door. I asked, who is it? Without opening the door, they said they are looking for Magaline. He spells it M-A-G-A-L-I-N-E. And then in parens, something close to that. I told them Magaline doesn't live here. They asked again, we're looking for Magaline. I repeated, there isn't a Magaline that lives here. They then proceeded to leave, but the whole encounter was weird and off, and I wanted to notify everyone. Okay, the person who posted this, a neighbor, Jason, is the grammatically challenged Paul Revere of our neighborhood. And that is fine to warn people that the white Nissan Altima people are coming, two if by land, one if by sea.
Well, Tim is got a really interesting podcast, and I think his issue with neighbors is very funny. We can all relate to it. But the most important thing is that hopefully you enjoyed that short snippet from the podcast, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. And if you get a chance, listen to it and share it because it's worth listening to. Ah, I just doubled myself. All right. Thanks for joining me on this special short segment of our bonus show, An Audience of One. We'll be back Sunday with another terrific full show. Thanks very much for listening. Be sure to share and rate. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.